Moving on now, Iraqi army forces have gained more ground in their battle against the Daesh terrorists. They've managed to recapture a strategic territory near the newly liberated city of Ramadi. According to army commanders, several areas, including the town of Husayb al-Sharia, have been liberated from the Takfiri terrorists. Newly recaptured territories link Ramadi to a major army base in western Iraq. Government forces also managed to open the road from Ramadi to Baghdad. The army liberated Ramadi from the ISIL terrorists in late December, following weeks of intense fighting. The terrorist group overran the city in May, forcing tens of thousands of civilians to flee. Altaf Ahmed, our correspondent, joins us now from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, to tell us more about the advances made by the Iraqi armed forces and also about the significance of the newly liberated territories. Altaf?
Well, since the liberation of the city of Ramadi in late December of 2015, the Iraqi forces have been sort of building up on the victory that they have scored, the very strategic victory, after they had lost the city to Daesh militants back in May of last year. Since then, the Iraqi forces have been following up or hunting down, as they call it in military terminology, hunting the Daesh militants which have who have fled to regions which are east and north of the city of Ramadi. In recent weeks, the Iraqi forces have liberated the regions of Sofia and Sijariya. From there, they moved on to the region of Jubia. And today, we heard about the liberation of the region of Husayba al-Sharqiya, all regions which are around 10 or 15 kilometers east of Ramadi. From there on, the Iraqi forces now, or for Daesh militants, the only way to flee from Husayb al-Sharqiya is to cross the Euphrates River. And crossing the Euphrates River while evading the Iraqi Air Force is something which is considered to be next to impossible for Daesh militants at this point. At the same time, the Iraqi forces have liberated a very strategic road or highway which connects the capital city of Anbar province, Ramadi, to the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. A distance of 110 kilometers west of Baghdad has been completely liberated. This region passes through Khalidiyah district, which is east of Ramadi. Ramadi has also been connected to Habbaniya Air Base, which is a very important air base, one of the largest in Iraq, where most of the Iraqi air forces or most of the Iraqi forces which are present in Anbar province are stationed in. When the advance on Ramadi had begun back in December, the Iraqi forces had to build up makeshift bridges to make their way or to cross the Euphrates into Ramadi. Today, the Iraqi forces are now have a very strategic route or highway that they can use freely. At the same time, the Iraqi Air Force are making strategic advances north of Ramadi as well, as I said, following up or hunting down Daesh militants who had fled from the city center. They are advancing to the region of Al-Budiyab, which is roughly around 17 kilometers north of Ramadi, and the city of Fallujah, which is around 60 kilometers east of Ramadi as well. The Iraqi forces are making strategic advances in the region of Saqlawiya, north of Fallujah. They have liberated the regions of Al-Bushajal and Al-Busawda in recent days and are advancing into the region of Al-Bushahab. These are all regions 17 kilometers north of Fallujah. The victories that have been scored seem to have given a boost to the people inside of Fallujah. We know that around 10,000 families are still trapped inside the city of Fallujah and are living under the siege of Daesh militants. They are facing a very dire humanitarian crisis. There is a shortage of foodstuff and medical needs and so on. This seems to have boosted the morale of the people on the inside. We're hearing today about, you can say, a revolt by the Sunni tribesmen or by the residents of Fallujah, the population present there, against Daesh militants, especially in regions which are west of the city of Fallujah, in the regions of Al-Nasaf and Al-Halabisa in part. At the same time, the Iraqi forces are mobilizing in north of the country. Thousands of Iraqi forces have been deployed to the region of Mahmur, which is around 50 kilometers southwest of the Kurdish capital city of Erbil in the Iraq semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. This region as well, Mahmur, is around 70 kilometers southeast of Mosul. So this it seems that the Iraqi forces are further zeroing in on Mosul as well. At this, from a military point of view, Daesh militants are now in a state of confusion because they don't know if the Iraqi forces are going to head towards Mosul for the decisive and final battle to retake the key bastion or the key city for Daesh militants, or they're going to be headed towards the city of Fallujah and cleanse it, therefore further reinforcing or securing the borders between Iraq and Syria. So the surprise factor is a very important power card in the Iraqi forces' hand. At the same time, the Iraqi forces are being faced with short-term and long-term challenges. On the short term, they are faced with, as I said, a humanitarian crisis. A lot of people are trapped inside, being used as human shields. At the same time, a lot of IEDs, a lot of suicide bombers or suicide bomb attacks. Also, pockets of terrorism inside of Anbar province. On the long term, the challenge will be for the Iraqi forces and for the Iraqi government to reconstruct and rehabilitate the regions which have been reduced to rubble by the terrorist attacks.
All right, thank you very much, Altaf. Press TV's Altaf Ahmad joining us via satellite from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.